Good morning, traders. Welcome to today's market review. This is Fred Razak at CM Trading. Today is January 26, 2023, and today is Thursday morning. So looking at the highlights of today, Microsoft shrugging off its earnings and rebounding after it came out with disappointing earnings. But first, no major economic events scheduled for today. We do have one event, but it's not going to shake and rattle the markets. So jumping into the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, the Australian dollar we covered yesterday, which extended and had a breakout, extends its rally. Now looking at the indices, the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones both rallied back a decent amount. And looking at commodities, gold still very strong and rebounds while oil unchanged. Looking at the stocks, it was the tech stocks, Amazon specifically, that filled the gap and made that rebound as well. And lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin did push higher but retraced afterwards. So we're going to take a look at that as well. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're taking a look at the Aussie USD, and you can see that extended rally to 71.13. It's not a big rally, but it's nonetheless, it is inching closer to that resistance level, okay? The previous resistance, and that is right there, okay? So just be aware of it, because if we do pop above it, we could be back in the 73.5, 74-ish level. This is colossal, and this is really important, because it is also hitting some decent increased volume here, as you can see there as well. Now looking at the other majors, nothing really big happening. The Aussie USD, the Euro USD really just flirting with resistance again, not pushing out higher, trying to test it. And it's really teasing us, because it's been in such over the past couple of days, it's been in a really very tight range after it pushed to this level. Now 110 is a major level for the euro, okay? For it to go to 110, it's going to be a major thing, so just be aware of it if it does break 110. Now jumping in commodities, gold still very strong at 1940 after pushing higher yesterday, and it is resilient, okay? So it goes a few days, it retraces, goes a few days and retrace, and just keep that in mind, that's the way it's been going. 3-day rally is its numbers, okay? As you could see several times, okay, you could see 3 bars and then it retraces, or 3 bars and it, you know, makes a correctional move. That is the nature of this commodity. And you could see that quite clearly here. It's three candles and then red. It's 3 red candles and then blue, green, right? So that sequence is happening and it's continuing to happen. So just be aware of it. Now we do have resistance 1993. That's our next resistance. And if we push up higher, that's where it could get to. Crude oil, not doing much at $80 a barrel over the past couple of days, just trading really very, very tight range. So I'm not going to cover it. But jumping into the US markets, first, the NASDAQ. This is really important, because this has been the weakest one and it's been so resilient, 11,942. And just pushing higher. You could see that after the numbers came out with Microsoft, we sold off quite aggressively, 11,656, and now we're at 11,942. A nice rebound on the upside there. Now, if we look at the Dow Jones, also rebounded as well, 33,800, as it made its way back from the brinks of 33,000. Okay, so that's a pretty decent move from the beginning of the week till now, but still very choppy trading. I mean, you could see how the volume increases when we're going up and the volume decreases when we're going down. Now let's highlight the stocks. Okay, Microsoft, this is really very important, because look at that, we gap down $10. $10 from 241 to 231, and then we filled in the gap. Now this is generally speaking a bearish kind of formation, and I would expect it to go down here. Just be aware of it, that's generally what happens in these type of situation. Amazon also had the same thing. It was a gap down, filled in the gap, and then went even higher, so it came back to itself. The question is whether or not the markets are just shrugging this off in the anticipation that we're going to have some sort of earlier rebound with interest rates kind of tapering off. So that is something to look at as this is still unfolding. And lastly, looking at Bitcoin, we hit 23,800. That was a nice move up. But guess what happened afterwards? We teeter out. So this is what I'm afraid of with the Bitcoin, is because it has these crazy spikes and then teeters out. So it doesn't have that character. However, it's still above 20,000. It's still above 23,000. Just play the activity in it. Just play the action in it. Don't try to anticipate. Don't try to do fundamentals on this or technicals on this. It's just a power move. That's all it is, okay? So if you do decide to trade it, just be aware that that's its game. This is Fred Razak. I want to wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.